You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
California Prayer Meeting, Friday night. Welcome, Facebook. Amen. We are excited about tonight. Are you waving, Saint? What a night. I'm so expecting God to move tonight as we, the body of Christ, gather together. We assemble together to get things done in the Spirit and to pray and believe God for California, to pray and believe God for America. Prayer, prayer, prayer. The power in prayer. Prayer gets much results. So if you're watching on Facebook, thank you so much for watching. Let people know. Hit that share button. Also, you can comment where you're watching from. Yes, we like to go back and look to see where people are watching from. And it's just amazing. It's the body of Christ. All of us from every different state, even countries. And we are praying together. And things are happening. And we are specifically praying for California. As many of you guys know that I am here, the Lord spoke to me, Brandon, you are a missionary to California. And when the Lord dropped this vision of this prayer meeting, of this California prayer meeting in my spirit, I knew the focus would be online. It would be people from Oklahoma, Missouri, all across the country. And it would be them focusing their prayers for California and me as a point of contact. I'm so encouraged by what God is already doing. But what we have seen before in the past, what we have heard in the past, even the other great moves of God that we've had in the past, nothing is going to compare to now and what we are about to see. And I'm excited about that. We serve a faithful God. Hallelujah. A God that loves us. He's so good. So Lord, we worship you. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for California. How you've made California, the destiny you have for California, the plans you have for California. Not even just California, for America. The plans you have for Oklahoma, for Texas, Hawaii, all across this country. We thank you, Lord, for what you have in store for us. The greater you have in store for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You want to say anything else? You want to say something? Say hi. Say hi. Amen. Thank you, Destiny. I can already sense God's presence. I can sense his anointing. We had such a powerful night last night. And tonight it's going to be even more powerful. Lord, King of Glory, he is the King of Glory. The California, even Los Angeles, the city of angels. We thank you, Lord, that angels are working on Los Angeles' behalf. Angels are working forth in California's behalf. I thank you, Jesus, we have the authority. Thank you, we have the authority of the believer. We have your name. We use your name. We use your name in prayer. We thank you, Jesus, that we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And thank you for the gift that we get to pray in the Spirit. We get to build up ourselves on our most holy faith. We get to pray mysteries, but just between you, us and you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you for the power in that. Even the prayers that have already prayed for California before, and they're on the other side of glory, they're in heaven. They're cheering us on. We hook up our faith with those prayers that have been prayed for California. We thank you for the mighty move of God that is coming. We thank you for the mighty move of God that is here. We thank you for souls getting saved. We thank you for people being delivered. We thank you, Father God, for people being set on fire for your glory. That it won't just be a church thing, but it'll be outside the four walls and the restaurants and the grocery stores. When they're going and doing their everyday activity, that your power, that your presence, that your glory fall. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Being a person of prayer, all of us, God is commissioning, the Holy Spirit is commissioning all of us to be people of prayer. And it's so encouraging. The only way you can live a successful prayer life is when your eyes are on Jesus. When you look to see what he has done for you. When you don't get discouraged by what you may see even going on now, but you get encouraged and your eyes are on Jesus and you have this expectancy and you're thinking, Jesus is coming soon. Wow, this is the last days. Jesus is coming soon. What an honor it is for me to be here. And I'm not going to be scared. I'm not going to be worried. No, I'm going to keep on praying, and I'm going to be so full of courage. Because your eyes are on Jesus. Your eyes are on him. Prayer is communication with the Father. Him praying through you. And your cities will never be the same. Your town will never be the same. Your household will never be the same as you pray. There is power in prayer. Miracles and prayer go together. Moves of God, revival and awakenings, they don't happen without prayer. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful we have the name of Jesus and we get to use that name in prayer. When you preach Jesus, when you say Jesus, he is that name. There is power in his name. It's the most powerful name on earth. Hell shakes when they hear Jesus. Demons tremble by the mention of that name. That's why our ministry is called His Name Ministries. I was spending time in the Word of God for over a year, meditating hours a day on the name of Jesus and the power in that name. And I kept hearing my spirit, His Name Ministries, His Name Ministries. I didn't even tell my wife. The next day she texts me. She texts me this, His Name Ministries. That was confirmation. And the Lord spoke to me. He said this, Brandon, it's not about your name. It's about my name. There might be a lot of people going around talking about their name, how they can be better, how they're so important, all this. It's not about that at all. The number one thing, it's about ministry. It's all about Jesus. It's all about His name. And us being that vessel for him to work through. But demons tremble at that name. Hell shakes when they hear the name Jesus. We have that name. I thank you for the name of Jesus, the power in that name. In Jesus' name, we thank you for California. We thank you for America. We thank you for Los Angeles. We thank you, Lord, that we have that name. And in Jesus' name, you will not accomplish what you think you're going to accomplish. Satan, demons, your plans are broken. They are destroyed. We serve notice on you. You lost the battle over 2,000 years ago. And we have the authority. We have the name of Jesus. You will not operate in our cities. You will not operate in our country. You will not operate in California. You will not operate in the politicians. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. We treasure you. We look to you right now. Lord, we look to you, sweet Holy Spirit. We look to you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We honor you. Thank you for helping us. Thank you, Lord, for helping me, praying through me. Helping us to be effective in our prayers, that we'll see things the way you want us to see things, that we'll hear things that we're supposed to hear, Father. And Holy Spirit, use us. We say yes to you. Pray through us. Even in these next few moments that we have, I'm not doing this just to do it. That your will be done, Lord. That you pray through me and that we get much things done in the Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to turn to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. My grandmother has, every Wednesday, they have a broadcast. Many of you guys know that. It starts at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, and they pray. And it's the focus is praying for an awakening, praying for the glory of God, kind of like what we're doing here in California, praying for God to move all across America. You know, the Lord spoke to my grandmother. The Lord said this, election is not going to save America. A lot of people look to politicians. They look to people, oh, we need that guy. I mean, we're thankful for men of God and women of God who God's called into that. But our faith and our trust is not in a man. Our faith and our trust is in one person, God. So the Lord spoke to her. And what's going to save America, what's going to save the cities and stuff, it's an awakening to God. So every Wednesday they've been praying. They've been diligent. Praying for an awakening to God. So just this last Wednesday I was watching. And she started sharing this scripture. This is our scripture, man. This is our ministry's founded upon this passage, Acts chapter 3. I've read it so many times I could quote the whole scripture, the whole chapter to you. Acts chapter 3, Acts 4. It's so real to me. So she started sharing on this, and I kind of felt led to kind of share a little bit. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. So here's a poor man, not just poor, but he's crippled. His daily routine, we all know this, he lays him at the gate of the temple there to beg. Verse 3, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked an alms, so he begged unto them. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. That's so powerful. There's so much truth in that. Here's a man, he's broke. He's lame from his mother's womb. We find out later in the scriptures, he's in his 40s. Talk about being on the lowest end of society. He has nothing going for him. I'm sure he's also depressed. He has a lot of things going on. But he's wanting natural gold. He wants silver. He needs money. Here in California, and I'm sure where you live, there's people out there. They're hurting. They're homeless. They don't have anything. They might be begging. But But it's not silver and gold that they need. Silver and gold, you can give them that and they'll go buy, they'll go waste it, they'll do whatever. What they need is a touch from God. What they need is a touch from the Holy Spirit. What California needs is a move of God. What America needs is a mighty outpouring of His presence. And that is what's going to happen. That's what's going to change cities. LA alone, they have put billions of dollars every year to combat homelessness. And it hasn't gotten better at all. It's gotten worse and worse. Why? It's not a money situation. It's not a money problem. They've been putting billions and billions. It's a touch from God. It's the churches to be so hungry for God, to pray for revival, to pray for an outpouring of His Spirit. And that will take people that have nothing, that are broke, that are hurting, that are lame, and they'll be completely made whole and restored by the power of God. That's what we need. Peter and John told that man, look on us. Look on us. You know, Catherine Kuhlman, she would have her miracle crusades. People would get out of wheelchairs. People that had tumors on them would fall off. The power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God was so strong. But she said this, she goes, I try to get people's focus off of their problem. And they don't put their focus on me, but they put their focus on Jesus. Us praying right now, the focus is not on me. The focus is on Jesus. And you see California the way Jesus sees California. And what is going to happen here in California. Amen. So they said, look on us. Verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. How many know faith expects? Faith believes. Faith doesn't doubt. Faith is not an unbelief. No, when you're expecting, you're in faith. I'm not just praying for California just to pray. No, I'm expecting God to move. I know He's moving now, but I'm expecting such an outpouring of His presence and His glory, like Azusa Street, but even greater. That's what I'm expecting. That's why I'm praying. That's why I am even here in this state. I'm contending and I'm believing God. And I know you watching, you're contending with me and you're believing God and you're expecting God to move here in California and to move all across America. Because what happens in California affects the whole country. My brother told me, he said, Bran, I had this dream. And it was about the California prayer meeting. And he said, I saw it, and it was like a creek in California. And I knew it was the prayer meeting that you're hosting and having. And it just, the creek just started to move out of California. And the stream started to affect the whole United States, state by state. That's what's happening. I believe that. Even right now, as we're praying and believing God, things are happening in the Spirit. Breakthroughs are happening. Demon forces are being driven out. Things that try to hinder you are gone in Jesus' name. You put your eyes on Jesus. You expect it. You believe it. You watch the news or whatever. You don't put your faith in that. No, you say, I know God's moving in America. I know God's moving in Oklahoma. I know the power of God is moving. I've seen great things. I've been in Kenneth Hagin meetings and I watched the YouTubes and even you people that maybe you're older and you were brought up in that and you went to all the meetings. But I want to tell you, I sense in my heart, not to get discouraged, but there is more. There is more. We're about to see a move of God, a move of the Holy Spirit like never before. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Jesus. There's more. There's more. We're not satisfied. We're not satisfied. There's more. We're thankful for what you've done here in California. We thank you, Lord, for the moves of the Holy Spirit that we've gotten to be a part of and people watching got to be a part of. But Lord, we thank you. There is more. Jesus is coming soon. We are in the relay race, and we're in the last leg of the race. Let me tell you, Jesus is coming soon. More, more, more. More of you, Jesus. More of your love, Lord, being poured out into our hearts. Your love being poured out over the state of California. That we see people the way you see people. That we have a heart, Father God, for you. That compassion will flow from us for California. For the state that you live in, for America. What an hour, what a time that we're in. What a time that we are in. Verse 6, Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Like I said, it's not a money problem. California doesn't need more money to help the homeless. They need an outpouring of the power of God. Your city, outpouring of the power of God. United States of America, a move of God like never before. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I'm going to give you something that silver and gold cannot give you. You've been crippled your whole entire life, but today's your day. And in Jesus' name, that name, the power in the name, the glory that's in that name. When the glory of God is introduced in the Bible in Exodus, the glory in his and the name of Jesus was also introduced. The glory and the name go together. When you say his name, the glory of God comes. The glory and the name of Jesus are linked together. Rise up and walk. And it says right away, he lifted him up and his ankle bones received strength in his feet. Verse 8, and he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God. I believe this is happening again. People are going to see such an outpouring of the glory of God. People are going to see crippled people their whole life being healed by Jesus. All the people saw it, and they knew who he was. Verse 12, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Another translation says, why be surprised about this? I remember I was studying and I was reading this one time, and I was thinking about this miracle. What a miracle. Man's crippled his whole entire life. He's now walking, leaping, praising God. And people are excited. People are happy. People are so full of joy. They saw the power of God. They saw our God, the same God in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. Whatever you need, tonight's your night. He's the same Jesus. And Peter tells them, why be surprised about this? Why marvel? And I'm thinking, this is a great miracle. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, Brandon, this is the normal. You shouldn't be surprised by miracles. You're thankful and you're excited and you give God all the glory, but it shouldn't surprise you. My name and miracles go hand in hand. And Peter says, why marvel? Why be surprised? In other words, miracles are easy. Last night, I read out of that book about the Azusa Street Revival, and it said the glory of God, the power of God was so strong that miracles became easy. That's what I'm talking about. It said people that came in wheelchairs, no big deal, they would get up and leave. People that didn't have limbs, the power of God, boom, their limbs would grow out, their arms would grow out, their legs would grow out. Miracles became easy, and God was using everyone there. It wasn't just William Seymour. He was the head of it, but there were young people. There's other people there praying, and God was healing people. You talk about miracles. You talk about signs and wonders. And they said that miracles became easy. That's what Peter's saying. Why marvel? Why be surprised? Verse 16, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yeah, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It was the name of Jesus. This is the beginning church. This is the foundation of our church. You can always look to see how the church started and never get away from that. How did the church start? Outpouring of the Holy Spirit, people praying in tongues, then miracles, signs, and wonders, people being delivered, people being set free, demons being cast out. It didn't start, the early church didn't start as a concert with a smoke machine and all that. No, it started out by the power of God being so on display where cities were shaken. That's what we have to have. That's what John G. Lake was talking about in the Portland vision, where the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, this is the heart of Jesus outpouring like the book of Acts. And that's what we are getting to. We have to get back to our roots. And we have to pray like never before and be people of prayer, and not to get discouraged. But no, we have the name of Jesus. And in that name, there is victory. In that name, demons flee. In that name, nothing can touch you. And you'll challenge the devil. You'll look death right in the face, and you'll use that name. I've used that name so many times. I've had a person almost trying to rob me before, but I used the name of Jesus, and God moved. The name's real to me. It has to be real to you. Thank God when we pray, we have the name of Jesus. Chapter 4, verse 3, it says they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day. So that's, they put them in jail. Verse 13, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. It says naturally they were unlearned, ignorant, but they noticed something. They saw something. They saw a boldness with them. They saw a courage with Peter and John, and they perceived that they had been with Jesus. When you and I spend time with Jesus, when you and I spend time in Jesus with Jesus and praying, we will have a boldness. We will have a courage. You cannot spend time with Jesus all the time and be discouraged. It doesn't happen. When you spend time with the Lord, when you spend time in prayer, when you spend time just worshiping the King of Kings, when you spend time in the Word of God, you will have courage. You will have boldness. I have people all the time saying, how do you live in California? Do you know what's going on here? No, the reason I live in California because I know God's called me here, and I'm spending time with Jesus, and I see what he says about California, and the results of that is I have courage and I have boldness. Courage courage and boldness in this hour like never before. We are in a time right now where churches are being forced to close in certain states, even in Canada. It's time for us to have courage. It's time for us to be people of prayer, to pray. Prayer and prayer alone. Persistent prayer is what the Lord told John G. Lake. Persistent prayer. So I want us to focus on this. Verse 21. Now when they further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. I believe what God is doing here in California and across America is not going to be a man or a woman. God is going to get all the glory. It says everyone there gave glory to God. It didn't say they were thankful for Peter and John. No, all the glory, all the honor goes to Jesus. Verse 23, and being let go, they went to their own company. This is what I want to focus on. Here, online, Facebook, California Prayer Meeting, we are a company together. There is no distance in the Spirit. Here is a time of persecution in the early church. They were threatened. They were further threatened. They were thrown in jail. But they went to their own company. That's why it's so vital you're watching. You're a part of this California prayer meeting. Something's happening in the Spirit right now. You're getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. California's changing. America's changing. Your city's changing. They went to their own company and they reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. So what, that's them being threatened, probably them being mocked. But I want to focus on how they prayed. Here's a time, how can we pray in this time of persecution? How can we pray when things, you know, you're just waiting for things to get back to normal. You don't know what's going on. This is how we pray. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God. The King James translation doesn't get it right, but what it's trying to say is this. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voices to God. That's everyone there. Lifted up their voices to God with one accord, and they said this, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and the earth and the sea, and all that in them is. How do you pray? Maybe you felt some, you've had some persecution. You don't know what to do. You might feel discouraged. You might say, I don't know about if my prayers are working. What do you do when you come to the Lord? Do you talk about that? No. You talk about how big God is. God, that's what they did. God, you're big. I don't look at California from the natural. I don't look at who's in the White House. No, I talk about how big God is. God, you called America for this hour. You have called California for this hour. And Satan, low-level demons, you will not prevail. I come against you in Jesus' mighty name. God, you're a big God. I'm seated with you in heavenly places in Christ. So that's how they pray. They talked about how big God is. In verse 29, they said this, and now, Lord, what do they pray for? So we saw how they prayed. In a time of trouble, a time of pressing, they talked about how big God is. And then now we're looking at what did they pray for? And now, Lord, behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants. This is our prayer right now. That with all boldness we may speak your word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of Jesus. They prayed. What did they pray for? For more boldness and more miracles. And when they had prayed, verse 31, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. They prayed for more courage, more boldness, more miracles, more demonstration of God's power. It said 5,000 people gave their lives to the Lord that day. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We pray, Lord, we thank you for more courage, more boldness, miracles, that the rains of the Spirit to fall like they did in Azusa Street and greater, where faith for miracles will be easy. Praise you, Jesus. Sonda masakada bashata. Kere bosundi ishanda basata. Koro boso. This is not the time to be discouraged. So konamasentada bas. Outpouring of the glory. Outpouring of the glory. The glory to fall. The presence of the Lord to fall all across these airways. All across America, California, in the White House. Book of Acts, outpouring of your glory, outpouring of your presence. We're asking you, Father God, to move across California, move across America, move, move, move. That people will wake up. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. So shandamba sata. Kiriri shandamba ne. Kora bandi. So toshende bekete. Praise you, Jesus. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We see California as blessed. We thank you, Lord, the outpouring of your presence and your glory is here now. And all across America, revival fires are burning. We say, revival, those fires to burn, to burn, to burn in the name of Jesus. That people, you're raising up people. You're raising up the prayers. The body of Christ is rising up in this hour. We rise up to the place that we are called to be. We look to you, Jesus. Our eyes are on you. Our focus is on you right now. Thank you, sweet Holy Spirit, praying through us, using us. Praise you, Jesus. Soja tabasata. Kiena manda. Konam great power. Soto nijishanta. Zodi ishanabande. Kere asono mamba. Jike. Midnight situations. You might feel like you're in a midnight situation, but take courage. Pray. Pray and sing praises unto the Lord like Paul and Silas. Our country might look like a midnight situation. California might look like a midnight situation, but we pray and we sing praises unto God because we're not trying to pray for victory. We're praying from victory. We have the victory. California for Jesus. California for you, Lord. Sonda Bashike. Zikamba Masoto. And we build up ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Kishanda Bosoko. Jinde Mase. Miracles. Miracles. Glory and power. Glory and power. Right now, just talk to the Lord. You and the Lord. Hallelujah. Kishondo basande. Jijondo bosonko. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We rest in you, Father. We rest in you. We rest in you. There's a place of rest. We rest in you. We're not trying, we're trusting. When you pray, us praying, you're fighting. There is a fight in the spirit. Charles Finney, many of you know who Charles Finney was. When he would go different cities and he would preach revivals, Father Nash would go a couple weeks before and pray and believe God for that city and souls. What is that? That's a fighting. That's a contending for that city, for God to move when Charles Finney came. That's what we're doing here in California. We're saying, God, you move here. We're contending for California. Anything trying to stop it, any little roadblocks the enemy might try to throw, from even witchcraft, whatever it is, we come against that in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over us, over California. We say, California for you, Jesus, Los Angeles, and America. Kishona basata. Zojo ishamba bande. Kiramana bosoto. Halalambosha da bande. Isheke zamba zoto. Praise you, Jesus. Worship you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. We worship you. Praise you, Jesus. We are seated in heavenly places. We operate from another level. We take our authority. We're not strong in our own strength. We're strong in you. We're not strong in our own might. We're strong in your might. Anointing of joy. The anointing, the oil of joy being poured out right now on us. Joy, joy, joy. You might have felt sad or depressed. I say joy, joy, joy in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, joy. The Lord's commissioning you right now to step it up another level, to pray, to spend time in the Word and worship. He's commissioning the body of Christ right now for us to pray and believe Him. Lord, I pray and I thank you for California. I believe it, Lord. I know I've been negative in the past about California or discouraged, but Lord, I'm encouraged. I see California the way you see California. And that the body of Christ is rising up here. He's everything. He's our everything. Thank you, Lord. And when we pray, we have your name. We get to use your name, the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. You know, last night, after we had the California prayer meeting, my wife and I, my daughter, we went home, and my wife went to sleep, my daughter went to sleep, and I was in the living room, and I put some worship music on, and I just worshiped Him. I was worshiping Him for a few hours. So special. So special. He's everything. He's our everything. Prayer, being a person of prayer, is so intimate. It's communion with Him. He wants to use you. He wants to use your voice in this hour like never before. I'm here as a point of contact, you watching online, for California. We're going to see such an outpouring of the presence of God like never before here in California. Kishondo basa kada basata. Kishizondo bambande. The presence of God touching people online. I'm looking at comments. I know power of God's touching people. If you sense the power of God touching you, put a comment in. I want to see it. Such a heavy, weighty glory. Presence of God's here. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Kishonda basata. Migraine headaches are gone. Pain in your ear, gone in Jesus' name. Healings follow the glory of God. When the glory of God comes, the presence of God comes, breakthroughs happen, healings happen, financial miracles happen. Praise you, Father. Kishonda basata. Kienamande jondo zoko. Janda bakada bande. Kijunto zambamba. Fires, the fires of God to fall. The fire of God to fall. Fire of God to fall all across California, in the churches, all across America. We thank you for an awakening. We thank you, Lord, for an outpouring of your Spirit, outpouring of your glory, that your hand, we're asking, Lord, that your hand so come upon California and America, will people will take notice, that the sinners will say, who is that? What is that? That's Jesus. I need to give my life to him. We thank you, Lord, for that outpouring. We thank you for your glory coming, Father, falling all across California and America. Even across these airways right now. Just raise your hands. Sokamama kiri shoto namande kinemande juzonta. Thank you. We have the victory. We have the victory. Glory to fall. Glory to fall. Kishona masanda. Bless your people, Lord. Soko mamande. Kina masanda. Ziki. Shukona mande. Kina masanda. Kojote. Zamba mande. Kona masanda namasanda. Kora bosote. Zikeda mande. Zikeda basanda. Kira bosondo basike, jonde de bishanda na basata. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough in Jesus' name. For California, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. We're seeing the breakthrough. We're living in the breakthrough. Your life, breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray, minister to the people right now, wherever they're watching, you at your home, just raise your hands right now. Allow the Lord to minister to you. If you're watching on the replays, let the power of God, let the Holy Spirit, let the Lord minister to you right now. Just between you and him. Kisho soto bande. Kona basanda bande. We worship you. We thank you, Jesus. Minister to your people. Signs and wonders, miracles. sense such a peace. Praise you, Jesus. I want to read this prophecy. It's from Kenneth E. Hagin, 1963. Yea, the hand of the Lord was upon me. This is 1963. But listen how it goes for right now. I believe we're in this time exactly. So here's the prophecy. Yeah, the hand of the Lord was upon me. I went, as it were, up into the air. I stood with the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. I looked down upon the ground. I could see as a map laid out before me the entire nation, all the states of the continental United States. And as I looked, he said, "Behold, son, and I shall show you that which shall come to pass, and that which the eyes of many shall see, and they shall remember that their ears heard that it shall come to pass. For there came a dark hand up out of the ocean from the east, even from the Atlantic Ocean. It came up out of the sea as a hand. It rose up into the air, and it became a dark cloud, and it filled the whole atmosphere. Yeah, and it swept like a storm at sea. And I said, O Lord, O Lord, O Lord, what's the meaning of this? And he spoke unto me and said, Son, that is the darkness of atheistic communism that is sweeping across the nation, even in the minds of men in high places and politicians with great power. This is the time we're in right now. And this nation shall not grow more strong, and you shall not have more liberty than you have now. But liberties that you have known and you have seen shall be seized and taken from you. We are in a time, things that we've taken freely from church to gatherings, it's been seized, and the enemy has tried to stop it. And I looked again, and I could see upon the mountain a blotch as though if a bottle of ink had been spilled and spread over several states in the south and east. Then I looked, and I could see spots blotched all over the map, and I said, Lord, what's the meaning of this? And he said, communistic inspired hatred among races shall cause greater turmoil than your nation has seen therefore. Yeah, it is not the will of God, but men's hearts are perverse, and they walk without the love of God and seek to have their own way. And so it shall be worse than you have seen. This is the time we're in right now. All this race, all this division, communistic, atheistic junk. And he said, O Lord, O Lord, is there a remedy? Is there a remedy? What shall the answer be? And then I said, O Lord, do we have nothing to look forward to in the future except darkness, blackness, war, destruction, and evil? And he said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceived and being deceived. And he said, son of man, forget not your text, for you look at the things not seen. That's what I'm talking about. California, America, we don't look with our natural eyes. We look by faith, and we see what California is called to be. We see what America is called to be. I have people, I have partners that partner with us monthly, and they send me the same prayer request over and over, and they're believing for their loved ones. They're believing for breakthroughs. I pray with them. I believe with them, but you have to see them as coming back home. You have to see them as being set free. You don't look with your natural eyes how they're acting now. You look by faith. So Jesus told them, you don't look at things with your natural eyes. You look at things not seen. And so he looked in the spirit realm, and he saw falling upon that mountain a ball of fire from heaven. The closer to the earth, the bigger it got. And when it came to earth, it divided into small balls or sparks of fire, and it fell upon men. That's happening right now, I believe, in the name of Jesus. Fire is falling upon men and women right now. I saw an army of men rise up, and it seemed like their hands were fire, and there sat upon their heads of a tongue of fire. And I said, what's the meaning of this? Jesus said, before the worst shall come and the day of darkness encompasses, there will be those who will go out and carry the fullness of my truth and the fire, not only to the states of this nation, but other places. For there is a work that must be done first spiritually before the Lord shall come. Now prepare your hearts, for this time is at hand. And the beginning is now, and you shall see and you shall know, for the hand of the Lord is upon you, and many of you shall be used in this last days, and the work shall progress. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. For the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the prophetic vision shall be restored unto the church. For even in the days of old, the prophet would see by vision and prophecy, and so the prophetic vision shall be restored into the church. And this is the time, this is the hour, and this is the place. I believe it. What the enemy is trying to do, the darkness, the communistic, the atheistic, the socialism, racism, that might be trying to come here in our country. But the fire of God is falling on men and women. And we will not give up. We will not look with our natural eyes. We will look by faith. Lord, we thank you for that word that you gave, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. We're encouraged by it. We will keep on praying. We will see with eyes of faith. I thank you for the fires to fall. I thank you for the fires to burn. The fires in people's hands, the fires in people's heads. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I sense a note of victory. I remind the devil, you think you got some things going on, but you're a liar. And there is an outpouring. There is a great move of God. And we're right on the brink of it. And people's lives are going to be touched. People are going to get saved. Breakthroughs, miracles, people being delivered like we have never seen before in California and America. I'm hungry. I'm expectant. My eyes are on Jesus. Are you? I want to encourage you to keep on praying for California. Pray for America. Let the fire of God touch you or you never be the same. That you burn with him every day. That you're so on fire with him. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord's not just calling ministers. He's calling people in the entertainment industry. Wherever you work at, the Lord has called you this very hour. People, you might say, I'm retired. Here's what the Lord says. You're not retired. There's a refiring happen. I'm going to show you things. There's going to be an increase in the prophetic. I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you visions in the night. I'm going to show you things to help you pray. Hallelujah. I receive that. He's faithful. We serve a faithful God. What an amazing time we've had. California prayer meeting, Friday night. I just sense the presence of the Lord. I sense the anointing of God. I love Jesus. If you want to be a part, I want to take this opportunity. If you want to be a part of what God has called us to do here, my wife and I, His Name Ministries, we do a prayer meeting twice a month here in California, praying for California and America. If you want to be a part of it, if you want to sow into this, we want to give you that opportunity. That's what Paul called it in Philippians chapter 4. He called it an opportunity to give. He said, not that I desire a gift. I know how to abase, I know how to abound, but it says, when you give, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm glad I didn't say my God will supply all your needs only if there's not a pandemic or whatever it is. No, my wife and I, we are living examples of that. In the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of uncertainty, we have seen the hand of the Lord upon us and in our finances on a whole nother level. That's God. But we sow, we give. And you're not just sowing and giving it into California prayer meeting, His Name Ministries. You're sowing into God, most importantly. You're giving unto Him. And it says God loves a what? Cheerful giver. An expectant giver. Everything that you sow tonight is going to the California prayer meeting. We've said yes to this. The Lord put it on our heart. Have a prayer meeting twice a month. Have people online tune in. And we've done it. It's cost money, but we knew it was God. And He has so provided. And it's I'm so thankful for you guys and being a part of this. You have seed in California. You're watching, you know, us on the other end of the camera, and you're praying with this. But when you sow, it's going into California. It's going into us having these prayer meetings. So Lord, I thank you for speaking to the people. Speak to them what you want them to sow, what you want them to give. I thank you for a mighty harvest in the name of Jesus. There's many ways you can give. You can write to our ministry. It's right there on the screen. His Name Ministries, P.O. Box 262, Montclair, California, 91763. We also have text to give. You can text your gift. And that's another way you can give. You can text the number on the screen there. And you can give that way. Also, our website. You can go to our website and give. And be a part of this California prayer meeting. And us being here and us contending. And us being that point of contact for California. Amen. What an amazing time. What a powerful time. I feel energized. I feel encouraged by what God is doing here in California and across America. I sense such an excitement in my spirit. I want to encourage you too on our Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Like us. And then this month, every Monday we've been doing this. We've had an amazing time, powerful time. We do a morning Bible study at 8:15 Pacific Standard Time. I get on there, we have worship music. Here comes my baby running. Worship music, I read a devotion. It's about 15, 20 minutes. But we call it dedicating the week to the Lord. And that's what we do, is we dedicate our week to the Lord. So I want to encourage you, you can be a part of that every Monday, 8:15 Pacific Standard Time. And here comes Saint. Everyone wants to see Saint. Amen. Come here. Oh, she's kind of waving there. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say hi? Can you say Jesus? Say Jesus. Say Jesus. Okay, she says, you say Jesus, Daddy. Jesus. Amen. So I pray over your seeds as you sow into California prayer meeting. We call you blessed. We call you more than enough. And just like what Paul says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.